Hey everyone, welcome to the Bethlehem Wildcast. I'm Dane, and this is going to be the podcast for the week of March the 25th through the 29th. We've got a great show ahead, so stick around, Wildcats.
Hello, Wildcats. This is Lane.
Anna.
And Haley with this week's news.
This is Bethlehem's local news, and this is also episode
20
of our podcast. This week, we'll be talking about a bunch of scholarships. We will also be talking about the FBLA State Leadership Conference and many more. Stay tuned. Now, first off with our news, here's Anna with Bethlehem's local weather report. Anna.
Monday, March the 20th, sunny with a high of 71 and a low of 43. Saturday, March the 23rd, partly cloudy with a high of 74 and a low of 46. Sunday, March the 24th, partly cloudy with a high of 70 and a low of 51. Monday, March the 25th, showers with a high of 78 and a low of 58.
This weather data was accurate as of Wednesday, March 20th, 2019. To start off with our news, there is a bunch of scholarships available. The Lonnie Lindsay Scholarship is here. The deadline to apply for the scholarship is May the 3rd. The Republican Scholarship is now available. The deadline for the application to be in the committee is April 15th. You only need a 2.5 GPA to apply for the scholarship. See Ms. Bailey for more details on these scholarships.
The 2019 yearbook is on sale now for the lowest price of the year, $45. The deadline to order at the early bird rate is April 1st. Don't delay in ordering. The price will go up. Attention juniors and seniors. Prom is April 6th. Please RSVP by Wednesday. You will need to turn in your prom guideline forms by Wednesday as well. Next week is spring break, the 25th through the 29th. Get your son on, Wildcats.
Okay, Wildcats, well, sadly, that is all the news we have for this week. This has been Lane,
Anna,
and Haley with this week's news. We hope you have an amazing spring break, Wildcats.
And up next, sports. Goodbye.
Welcome to BSPN. I'm Dane.
I'm Lexi.
And I'm Nathan.
And we're here to bring you the Wildcat Sports.
First off, we have softball.
The softball team has advanced to 6-0. They played Graceville this week and won 9-7. Emmanuel and won 16-1. And they played Vernon and won 17-1. Haley hit a home run in the Vernon game. And now we have baseball.
The boys now have a record of 0-5 and lost to Emmanuel earlier this week 6-14.
And now here's Lexi with World Sports.
March Madness kicks off March 21st. Hope you have your bracket set.
And that's sports for this week, Wildcats.
Long ago, you wouldn't think of galloping on a horse while doing calligraphy. And you wouldn't have attempted to ride your bike while typing a letter. Yet you think you can safely operate a multi-ton vehicle while texting? Behind the wheel is no place to multitask. If you want to BRB, drive now and text later. Lives depend on it.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Hey everyone, it's Emmanuel and
Alex here
with our segment, A Voyage Through History. Now let's get this voyage back on a path with March 25th, 1807, England establishes the first railway passenger service. 1901, the first Mercedes is introduced into an auto race in Nice, France.
March 26, 1859, the solar system briefly gains an extra planet when French amateur astronomer Lescarbault reports seeing an object inside the orbit of Venus named Vulcan. The object was later held to be a rogue asteroid. 1950, Major Oscar Osorio is elected in El Salvador's first free election since 1931.
March 27th, 1794, the U.S. Congress authorizes the creation of a navy. 1945, during World War II, Argentina declares war on Germany and Japan.
March 28th, 1814, the USS Essex is captured by British warship during the War of 1812. 1900, the British royal family takes delivery of its first motor car as Daimler Mail Phaeton.
March 29th, 1814, the King of Denmark allows racial and religious discrimination allowing Jews to work in any profession. 1847, U.S. troops captured the Mexican fortress of Veracruz.
By the way, you can find all this interesting information in Today in History by the History Channel.
Thanks, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning into A Voyage Through History. But sadly, our voyage has come to a halt. See you next time.
What's up, Wildcats? Welcome back to
Funky Factoids
with Alex and Faith. We are heading back into the depth of science with facts about space.
Space is completely silent. There is no atmosphere in space, which means that sound has no medium or way to travel to be heard. Astronauts use radios to stay in communication while in space, since radio waves can still be sent and received.
See, we all need to know this, because space is just like way out there, and we need to learn this stuff because we're probably going to be building on the moon.
That is true.
Yeah, so everybody learn this stuff. The hottest planet in our solar system is 455 degrees Celsius.
Good gracious.
Venus is the hottest planet in our solar system, has an average surface temperature of around 450 degrees Celsius. Interestingly, Venus is not the closest planet to the sun. Mercury is closer, but because Mercury has no atmosphere to regulate temperature, it has a very large temperature fluctuation.
Faith, I really have to say, this is a lot of knowledge to take in.
Yeah, well, I have a big brain, so it's fine.
Okay. Nobody knows how many stars are in space. The sheer size of space makes it impossible to accurately predict just how many stars we have. Right now, scientists and astronomers use the number of stars within our galaxy. The Milky Way to estimate the number is between 200 to 400 billion stars, and there are estimated to be billions of galaxies, so the stars in space really are completely uncountable.
There may be a planet made out of diamonds. As space facts goes, this is pretty impressive. Research by Yale University science suggests that a rocky planet called 55 Cancri E, which has a radius twice Earth's and a mass 8 times greater, may have a surface made up of graphite and diamond. It's 40 light years away, but visible to the naked eye in the constellation of Cancer.
Alrighty, folks. Did you know that we are all out of facts today? You can find all this interesting information at theplanets.org. Tune in next week for
Funky Factoids.
Hey everyone, I'm Dane.
And I'm Lexi.
And we're here to bring you the top 10 things to do at Panama City Beach.
At number 10, we have swimming.
Swimming is one of America's longtime favorite things to do when it comes to water.
At number 9, we have walking.
Walking on the beach is a good way to relax and is often done by couples looking to have a romantic evening.
Coming in at number 8, we have building sandcastles.
Building sandcastles is one of the best things to do at the beach. It is something that most kids do and sometimes adults, and people can make some pretty impressive sandcastles.
Number 7, we have shell hunting.
It's really fun to look for different kinds of shells, and you can even take them home and make little necklaces and stuff out of them.
At number 6, we have jet skiing and tubing.
Skiing and tubing are often hard to get the hang of, but once you get the hang of it, they're pretty fun to do. And that brings us to our top 5.
Coming in at number 5, we have scuba diving.
Going scuba diving often gives you a chance to see a lot of cool fish under the water, and you can stay under longer because usually you have oxygen tanks with you.
Coming in at number 4, we have the Sky Ferris Wheel in Panama City.
Riding a Ferris wheel often gives you a great view of the city surrounding it. It's pretty fun to do with your friends.
Coming in at number 3, we have crab hunting.
Crab hunting has to be done at night as the crabs are nocturnal, and it is often done with a net and bucket.
Number 2 is fishing.
Fishing is no different at the beach than it is everywhere else, except there's a lot of different fish you can find in saltwater more than freshwater.
And at number 1, we have beach volleyball.
Beach volleyball is like regular volleyball, except there's played with only 2 people on each team. And ladies and gentlemen, that's going to be the podcast for this week. I'm Dane, signing off for all of us here at the Bethlehem Wildcast, and we'll see you guys next week.